poll, only 27% believe Ilhan Omar should be allowed to serve on congressional committees. By Hannah Blow on February 2, 2023. Just over a quarter of Americans believe Democrat Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, should be permitted to serve on congressional committees, a recently released survey from The Economist/YouGov found. The survey asked, in the past, certain members of Congress have been blocked from serving on congressional committees. In your opinion, should the following members of Congress be allowed to serve on congressional committees? Ilhan Omar was one of the members asked about. Just over a quarter, 27%, said yes, Omar should be allowed to serve on a congressional committee. Nearly one-third, 32%, said she should not be allowed to serve on a committee, and 42% said they are not sure. Notably, less than a majority of Democrats, 41%, actually believe Omar should be allowed to serve on a congressional committee, while 20% said she should not, a sentiment shared by 26% of independents and 50% of Republicans. The survey was taken January 14-17, 2023, among 1,500 U.S. adult citizens. On Thursday, the House voted along party lines to oust Omar from the Foreign Affairs Committee. There is no debate that Ilhan Omar, the face of anti-Semitism in the Democrat Party, has no place representing American interests on the Foreign Affairs Committee, Majority Whip Tom Emmer, RMN, told Breitbart News. Ms. Omar is an embarrassment to Minnesota and our country, he added. The removal came 2 years after Omar's history of anti-Semitic comments and resolutions. She once claimed that Israel had hypnotized the world. As Breitbart News reported, in 2019, Omar introduced a resolution that supported the anti-Israel boycott, divestment, sanctions, BDS, movement. In 2021, she lumped atrocities supposedly committed by the U.S. and Israel in with those committed by the Taliban and Hamas. Equating the U.S. and its Middle East ally to the two terrorist groups led to condemnation from her own party's leadership and again resulted in Omar apologizing. Later in 2021, Omar was one of just 9 members of the House to vote against a $1 billion investment in Israel's defense system. Omar also made headlines in 2019 for remarks she made at a conference hosted by the Council on American-Islamic Relations, CAIR. Omar, who is Muslim, said the group was founded after 9/11 because they recognized that some people did something and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties. The debate over Omar's future on the committee triggered meltdowns from her leftist colleagues. Representative Rashida Tlaib, DME, for instance, accused the GOP of weaponizing hate against a black, beautiful, Muslim woman. Watch. Similarly, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, asserted Omar's removal was about targeting women of color in the United States of America. Watch.